Oi, pessoal do Mac Magazine, estou aqui com o Andres Haas, da Axiotron, os produtores do Modbook. Eu vou conversar com eles sobre as novidades que eles trouxeram aqui na Macworld Expo. Então vamos lá, a entrevista vai ser em inglês. So, hi Andres, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, so how's the show?
Exciting.
Exciting,
very
right?
Exciting. Yeah, yeah, so we had a very good showing and I'm very, you know, happy about the outcome of it so far.
Yeah.
And we're having a good time. I mean, people flock to our booth and they like what we did.
Sure.
And given that I am the engineer for all of this, I'm feeling, you know, well pampered.
Yeah, just watch your speech here earlier today.
Oh.
And I really saw, like, you really feel close to the product because you invented it. So it's very nice that you develop it in a way that you used it.
Yeah.
You created it like, what do I need? You asked yourself, what do I need? So I need it this way, and then, like, other people will probably want what it.
We're sharing it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not many people know that, but I didn't start this as a business to make money of any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
This was about me wanting a tablet Mac, and I wanted it in a specific way. I wanted a product that is just as good as if Apple would do it, or maybe even better. Oh, we've got to shoot for the stars, right?
Yeah.
So when I did this, I realized, well, I got to build more than one, so I get the money together so I can build the one right. And before you know it, I'm the CEO of a publicly traded company. But I succeeded. I got finally the machine that I wanted.
That's
so
awesome.
I got my little Modbook here now with Synergy Touch. That is, I started working on that in 2005.
Okay.
I started working on the patents on the Synergy Touch.
Right.
And as we now introduce the Modbook Pro, his big brother.
That's the one I wanted to see.
The big bad boy.
Right.
And I'm actually developing all of this on a MacBook Pro 15-inch.
Okay.
Under Bootcamp. And not going to say which application I'm going to use, but it is a Windows application.
Right.
I always keep lookout if there's an engineering application on the Mac that comes up, because I really hate it to be on the Windows side of things. But unfortunately, I'm not a creative designer, and most of the 3D applications on the Mac side enable you to express your creativity, and I don't have that. I don't have that one bit. So
at
I'm
least
an engineer.
You can use your Windows in a Mac, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I was so happy when that finally happened. Because I had to deal with the PC for the longest time.
So
this is awesome, because now I'm going to be able to actually use this computer all the time myself.
I see. Before we get to the Modbook Pro, let me ask you, what if Apple introduces a Mac tablet?
Well, that doesn't faze me too much, because at the beginning of my... I used to work for Apple.
Yeah.
Let's start that way. And
all
I was
right.
On the executive. I was a manager for several product lines over in Europe, and I did run the Newton business unit. I was actually the last guy. I had to shut down the lights and switch
really?
The door. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And I did that, and shutting down and winding down a business is actually a very tricky job if you do it right. And I applied myself to it, and I think I did a reasonably good job trying to pull out of the market without too much, you know, negative sentiment against a company that still wants to sell other products to them. And so I got to do it again. So Apple network servers need to be killed. Who is going to do it? Andreas. And then color printers, portable printers, digital cameras. It went to the point that the press, when I got introduced as a new product manager for a new product, they just looked at me and goes like, Andreas, how long? So what it taught me, though, was I learned a lot about the economic metrics that are attached to run a product successfully, and what happens when that product doesn't meet its goals anymore.
Right.
And so when I was starting thinking about a tablet Mac, my initial thought was, when the new tablet PCs came out back in 2003, I was thinking, well, I hope Apple's building one of these. And then I looked at the numbers and I started scratching my hands like, so I don't think so. So in 2007, all tablet PCs shipped worldwide made up only 2.5% of all portable PCs. If you take that 2.5% and you apply it to the Mac side, you're ending up with 100,000, 90,000 units.
Okay.
That is an awesome place to be for a company like Axiotron, but that's a bad place to be for Apple introducing a new product. So that goes for a tablet PC that is pen-based. Now, taking an iPhone and making this bigger with touch on it, hell, I'd buy the first one because I want my Newton back. The problem, though, is A, it's finger touch, so painting with a finger is fun when you're 4 years old, but it's not what you're going to do if you try to make your next big comic book or your next Disney animation. The second thing is, it doesn't have enough oomph to it. The reason why I didn't buy just simply a tablet PC and was happy with it was, the first thing, I actually did buy one, an HP 1000. The first thing I did to it is I installed Photoshop on it. It was horrifying. Not so much about the operating system, that's a different story, but it has the processor was too weak, the screen was too small, there was no graphic hardware on it to speak of. And when you now look at the lineup that you can see on the tablet PCs today, it hasn't much changed. They are still creeping on the bottom of the barrel in terms of CPU speed, in terms of graphics, because the tablet PC industry is catering to the knowledge field worker. They don't cater to the creative professional who wants oomph and power in his machine, a large screen, fast processor. And the only company that would do such a thing would be Apple. And Apple is too big now for this market size. They just did, 9.7 million iPhones? What are the chances they build a product for a 200,000 unit per year market? I think pretty slim.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm feeling pretty good about myself and my place in the market.
That's good. I was thinking, I don't think your product is expensive at all, but it
I agree.
it gets a little bit more expensive than it could be if you build the product from
myself.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
So that's what.
But
that's
only to a certain extent, because now we're talking. If I were to build the top to the bottom, my own motherboard. Let's say Apple would license its hardware, and I would have to build my motherboard and all the other things. There is a significant amount of cost and engineering cost involved that I would have to recoup. But I don't have the bandwidth in the market. If I build something for 200,000, a market of 200,000, so what can I expect? 30, 40, 60% penetration maybe? So I have to live off, let's say, 60,000 units a year. And now I have to break down my engineering costs that I have to put in. So believe it or not, but it is actually part of the viability of my business that I'm using an Apple system and pillage it for what I need and leave it to the Apple engineers, who in my opinion, still, I love them, are the best engineers to build the best computers on the planet. I'm just not happy with the form factor of it, that's all. So I do what AMG does. AMG never built a Mercedes themselves. They took a Mercedes off the shelf and then they said, okay, what's this thing missing? Okay, let's make it lower, let's make it faster. Let's give it a sleeker outer surface. And that's what we do. I mean, I take a MacBook, I take the air resistance display off, the keyboard off, and then I slap this in and make it aerodynamic. And by the way, it's a tablet Mac computer system that has a Wacom digitizer board inside, and you can write right on the screen.
How long does it take to build one?
The conversion itself, so there are two ways for you to get one. You can just buy it as a complete solution. You go through a sales partner who gets the kit from us and gets the MacBook from Apple. And it takes me personally, it takes me 28, 29 minutes to do a conversion. My wife takes about 46 minutes, the average dealer can do it in under an hour.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the MacBook Pro. It's
all
the
right.
second product you have, is that it? You have two products nowadays?
We have two products.
Yeah.
And we introduced a Synergy Touch upgrade for the MacBook.
Okay.
Synergy Touch is going to ship standard in the MacBook Pro. We introduced QuickScript, our handwriting recognition, with the artificial intelligence attached to it. So it not only recognizes what you write, it actually starts understanding it.
All right.
So you write open iTunes, it's going to open up iTunes.
Yeah, that's what was
that's
demonstrated.
What Steve was, that's where Steve comes in.
Okay.
So he's advising us on that part. He's
that's
a Newton message pad enthusiast
like
me.
Yeah, exactly.
And so this is the MacBook Pro.
All right.
It's thinner actually as a MacBook.
0.02 thinner, right?
Inch. Yeah, 0.02 inch. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are inches down in Brazil?
What is it?
Are you guys living in inches in Brazil?
No, I just...
Okay, 0.4 millimeter.
Okay, that's much better.
Yeah, that's much better for me too.
All
I'm
right.
designing the solid millimeter.
Okay.
You should have seen, I run sometimes in a problem. I had a supplier who I ordered a magnet for, and he sent me one that was like this big. I'm like, holy Toledo, what are you doing? It's like, I did not order that. And you know, this is hazardous material, and that size, it can actually bring a plane down if you park this in the wrong direction. So it turns out that he read my description in centimeters and thought it was inches.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, millimeter and thought it was inches.
I don't know why those things aren't universal, you know?
Well, actually, I believe the US signed in 1976 a treaty that would have required them to move over and become metric. But somehow, well, I don't know, I guess if you are the world power, you don't really understand why you should bow to the other guys.
Yeah.
So, what we did is, this is the half body design. I kind of pointed this out, meaning really we built half the body. And this is a multi-body design. In this particular case, it's three bodies that are all done from precision milled out of aluminum blocks. This is the top that has everything that makes a tablet a tablet. The Synergy Touch the display in between, the digitizer board behind, and this is the Mu Metal shield against the RF shield. And it's all inclusive. So if Apple changes this, it's not going to affect that.
Right.
And then taking the thought, going on, taking the thought further, so the center section and the bottom section are separate too. I'm just not taking them apart because otherwise this would fall apart. And in the bottom section, I have the battery and the disk drive. Even if Apple terminates a product line entirely, things like the battery are out in the market for a long time to come. So I don't have to change that either. And the center section now is holding in a quick build frame the motherboard and the DVD, with the thought behind it that if Apple changes anything here, you know, I mean, they're engineers too, so I can sort of see where stuff is going. Sometimes people ask me, it's like, how did you know they are doing this? It's like, well, they cook with water, I cook with water, we both go to the same source to get our water, and you talk into the water cooler, right?
Okay.
So here are ports. If they change the ports, part of the quick build frame is also the front bezel. Wrapping up the front bezel. So if they change this, we may have only to change the front bezel. If they move this a little bit around, we may only have to change the frame. Worst case scenario, we have to build the center section again. But you know,
That's point, very flexible, right?
Yeah, trying to separate ourselves. So that Axitron now is offering a 15-inch tablet Mac, and it doesn't really matter what kind of system is inside, because we only use the motherboard at this point.
Let me see how heavy is it.
It's a 6.9 pounds, which is, this is a little bit heavier than 6.9, but we're not quite done with it yet.
Okay.
This particular, for example, these are material savers. See those cutouts?
Yeah.
We don't have any cutouts here. When you touch this, this is aluminum. I mean, this can hold a bullet. And well, we're not building it as a bulletproof machine, so we're gonna let out a little bit much of this material here.
So the case from the original MacBook Pro is gone, right?
Gone.
Completely gone.
Which is part of our value proposition to our sales partners.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're actually making a lot more money selling our solution than if they would sell an equally priced Apple solution.
Right.
But Apple is happy too, because every sold MacBook is a sold MacBook or MacBook.
Of course, that's great. So how is Axitron in Brazil? Do you think in going to Brazil, selling this stuff in Brazil?
I have to say, you're the first gentleman out of Brazil that I'm talking to.
Okay.
And it's a little bit, you know, if you got a big Mac dealer or an Apple dealer in, where are you, Rio de Janeiro?
No, I'm in the Northeast, in Salvador. City of Carnival.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, if you got a big Mac dealer, they have to come to us. We're not looking for distributors, we're just looking for reasonably sized Mac dealers that are Apple authorized service providers. That's important because we don't want to train them how to treat a Mac system. We only want to train them how to apply the Mac system to our MacBook.
All right.
And so if they're interested, our sales team is interested to talk to them.
Cool.
However, you can buy in Brazil those solutions over MacSales.com online.
Okay.
We have one online partner that is authorized to sell
ships to
into Brazil. And he ships to it. Yep.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
MacSales.com, there, right over there, Other World Computing.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.